Love is the possibility of possibilities. Its farthest reach is beyond us, no matter how long we love or how much. It will always remain the mute mystery, to whose ecstasy and ache we can only surrender with a yes. There is something cheerful and plucky in us that lets us risk a journey into the labyrinth of love, no matter how hazardous. However, all the love in the world will not bring us happiness or make a relationship work. That requires skill, and this skill is quite attainable. Practice can make us nimble enough to dance together with grace, however bashful we may be at the beginning. Love is experienced differently by each of us, but for most of us, five aspects of love stand out. We feel loved when we receive attention, acceptance, appreciation, and affection, and when we are allowed the freedom to live in accord with our own deepest needs and wishes. These five A's meet us in different guises throughout life's journey. In childhood, we need these five A's to develop self-esteem and a healthy ego. They are the building blocks of identity, of a coherent human personality. Human experience has a striking and reliable harmony. What we need for the building of a self is also precisely what we need for happiness in our adult love relationships. Intimacy at its best means giving and receiving the five A's, the joys and wealth of relationship. These five elements or aspects of love also describe our destiny of service to the world as mature spiritual beings. Great spiritual exemplars, such as Jesus or Buddha, can be seen as beings who offer this fivefold love to all of us. Through our spiritual practice, we come to know a power greater than our ego, and that power nourishes us by granting us the graces of attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowing. This is a touching and encouraging synchronicity built into our very being. The five A's are simultaneously the fulfillment of our earliest needs, the requirements of adult intimacy, and of universal compassion, and the essential qualities of mindfulness practice. In the splendid economy of human and spiritual development, the same keys open all our evolutionary doors. Thus, the five A's come to us as gifts in childhood. They are then bestowed by us as gifts to others. They are not the result of effort, but are the automatic overflow of love that we receive. We do not have to try. We simply notice that we are attentive, appreciative, and so forth toward those we love. The same applies to compassion. It is a spiritual gift, a grace bestowed on us as a result of mindfulness practice. It is not a task. We notice that compassion happens in us and through us as we become more mindfully present in the world. This compassion is shown by the five A's that are now five graces we receive and give. Is there a way to increase our capacity to give and receive these essential elements of love? Yes, we can do it through mindfulness, an alert witnessing of reality without judgment, attachment, fear, expectation, defensiveness, bias, or control. Through compassionate mindfulness, we become adept at granting the essential components of love to everyone, even to ourselves. This book discusses each of the five A's and how they apply to childhood, relationships, and spiritual maturity. It also suggests practices that can help you in resolving childhood issues, in creating happier relationships, and in becoming more spiritually conscious and compassionate. Indeed, the practices are stirred by a spiritual ambition with higher stakes, a more loving you, with the world as your beneficiary. All this entails taking a journey together, a heroic one because it involves pain and forces you to shift from a focus on ego to a focus on facing the risks of life together. This book walks you along that path, providing the kind of gear you will need to camp out together safely and enjoyably. We will use both Western and psychological tools Eastern and Western spiritual practices, not graduating from one to the other, but employing them simultaneously. This book explores the tender and scary territories of our psyche and blazes a path through them. It is not too late or too long for any of us. I am writing as a psychotherapist on a Buddhist path and as a man with a checkered relationship history. I have met with many problems and have found some ways to deal with them. I have discovered that they are not bottomless pits, but portals to a richer life. My accent in this book is necessarily on how we get stuck and how things go wrong, but you can also trust me to show ways to make things work better and ways the whole experience can make us better people and create a better world. Enlightenment can only be embodied in the world by people who love one another. So relationships are not about how two people can survive each other, but about how the whole world becomes more capable of love with all its dim anguish and glowing rapture. The work and practice I recommend here are not aimed at making your life together smoother, but at helping you relate to its inevitable roughness with humor, ease, and generosity. An untamed ego cannot pull that off. Only an awakened heart can do it. Then intimacy is best approached on a spiritual path. As a bonus, our limited personal work can heal the wider world. I hope this book will pose poignant questions like these and help you answer them. What will it take for me to find the happiness I always wanted? Will I feel loved the way I always wanted to be loved? What will it take for me to let go of the past? Will I learn to protect my boundaries, insist that others honor them, and honor those of others? Will I ever let go of the need to be in control? Will I ever dare to love with all my heart? This whole book is a letter from me to you. I am eager to share with you what I have learned from clients, friends, and from my own life. At the same time, the book will elicit information from you, not just give information to you. The truths of love and how it works are deeply and enduringly known by you and every person, always and already. My part has only been to type into this apple the wisdom that came to me from Eden and its exiles.